This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How are people feeling about Washington these days after another failure to get something done?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Just a day after the Congressional Super Committee punted and announced it couldn't find compromise on cutting the budget deficit, there's new polling that suggests disappointment among Americans and a lot of apathy as well. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup, and he's with us now from Washington. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
I know the super committee's pretty public collapse, and this economy, of course, it seems to be in the holding pattern. I mean, how are regular Americans looking at what's going on over there in D.C.?
Well, we're going to see, of course, more in the weeks to come. Some very preliminary data we have from last night suggests that the average American may not be as paying as much attention to this as you and I are. Concern and worry that this super committee failure is going to highly disrupt the U.S. economy is lower, frankly, than I would have expected.
Than you would have expected. So people, all right, so of the people who are paying attention to this, how are they looking at it?
They think that it will affect the economy deleteriously. They think it'll have a negative impact. They think it will mean that it'll be harder to curb the deficit. And they definitely think that the super committee should have compromised rather than holding out for principles.
Are you getting from all of these polls maybe what it means, how people feel about the overall way things are getting done or not done, as it were?
Oh, absolutely. And it's terrible. Our approval rating, for example, for Congress is the lowest in history. Overall satisfaction with the way things are going in the U.S., the so-called right track number is down about 12%, which is almost but not at the lowest it's been. So most of the measures that we track here at Gallup are exceedingly negative at the moment.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of Gallup. Frank, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do some other numbers. Markets are down right now, average of about 0.8%. The Dow is off about 0.8%. In 94 points at 11,452. The NASDAQ and S&P off to about the same. Food company Campbell's, maker of soup, said today profit fell by 5% in its last quarter. Hormel, maker of Spam, said its profit dropped by 3%. The nation's economy grew last quarter at a 2% annual rate. The government is out this morning with its revised GDP estimate, which is lower than originally thought. Now, slow growth, of course, has been a fact of life in a lot of places across the country, such as San Bernardino, California, which is about an hour east of L.A. The housing market's in a tailspin, thousands of construction jobs are gone, and the unemployment rate's above 17%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman took a trip through the so-called Inland Empire.
I met retiree Mike Brophy at a vintage car rally in downtown San Bernardino. He gave me a ride from his car, a replica 1929 Mercedes-Benz convertible, back to my car, a rented Kia. I was there to cover the housing boom and bust, and I soon realized that sitting in that bucket seat next to me was a guy who'd been there since the beginning.
I've been in real estate since 67. Then I got in real estate appraising in 74 because real estate sales, you go broke about every 5 years. Appraising was steady. So I got into that to 95, then got appointed assistant assessor.
For San Bernardino County?
San Bernardino County, yes.
You must have seen the beginning of the boom in the 2000s.
I refinanced my house. Yeah, I bought my house for $189, and it went up to about $425. Now it's back down to about what I paid for it. I'm guilty. I took some money out, and I don't know what the hell I did with it either. I'm just as guilty as the next capitalist. I love money.
You know, did people see the crash coming, do you think?
I don't think so, because I predicted it, and people thought I was just being silly.
But they figured the land's here, the demand will always be here.
They figured people just keep coming. They had for since the 40s, before the 40s. So, no, we didn't think it would ever end.
Do you think it'll come back again? I mean, you think it's just another cycle?
I don't think it'll come back like it was, because I don't think unemployment will get under 8%. We have a different dynamic in this country.
And here in the Inland Empire, there's a long way to go. San Bernardino County has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country, and experts don't expect home building to rebound until at least 2018. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now.
Oprah Winfrey will debut a new show on January 1st on her struggling cable network. And while musician and American Idol's Steven Tyler will be her first guest, Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports fans will be tuning in for Oprah.
There's trouble in the land of O. The Oprah Winfrey Network has lost three-quarters of the viewers who tuned into its debut. Lisa Bradner is with the marketing firm Geomentum. She says that's partly because the network lacks Oprah.
Without Oprah's presence, I think people are missing the piece of the brand that they most relate to.
And the network slump has extended to Oprah's website and magazine. At the same time, Oprah has taken a mostly behind-the-scenes role as CEO.
Maybe she needs a life coach.
Elaine Rapine is a media expert from the State University of New York at Buffalo.
She needs to be on television in order to get people to consume her other products.
Oprah's new program breaks the format of her long-running talk show. This time, she'll be traveling to meet her guests.
We're not sitting on the Oprah Winfrey Show in those chairs anymore, people.
Experts say she has about a year to get viewers into their chairs before advertisers look for them on other channels. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a reminder to those thugs who are of the carjacking mindset. If you're going to try and steal someone's car, know how to drive it first. In Vallejo, California, police say three men approached a man in his front yard while he was unloading groceries. They demanded he give up his car. And when they got in to speed away, they realized it was a stick shift, that none of them knew how to drive. No one was hurt in the attempt, and the men ran off, perhaps to find a tricycle. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Unemployed? Desperate? More and more people are turning to a higher power.
Every week there are people who come to me in tears. Just like this last weekend, I got a note again. Please pray for us, you know, with about four exclamation points at the end.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When all else fails, there's faith. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.